الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، ما بعد. فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر: إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. وفي شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. We praise, we surrender, submit and glorify to the one and only, our Lord, our Creator, our Nourisher, our Protector and our Guide. And we send salutations and peace and blessings upon our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his purified and beautiful family, and upon the illustrious companions, and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this noble and beautiful day of Jumu'ah. And may this day become a means for our purification, for our guidance, for our success and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. This month is a very beautiful month, as are all of the months of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And within every single month, there is some form of reminder, some form of ibrah, some form of lesson and hidayah for us to reflect upon. But that requires for us to understand our history, understand the sacrifices of our predecessors, and learn from their sacrifices to better ourselves and to become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A true friend is like having a second brother. We can't choose our family, we can't choose your parents, you can't choose your siblings. This is beyond your control because these are ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what you can choose actively in your life with your own decision and your mind and your heart is who is your friend, who is your true friend, who you give your heart to and your mind to. And you know that this person is there for you every single step of the way. So a true friend is like having another brother. It's like having another father and a mother, because the purpose of a father, a brother, a mother is to nurture you, to protect you, to guide you, to help you. Having a true friend is also having a better version of yourself, because they are a mirror. And they reflect all of your goodness, but they will also reflect all of the evil that you have. And they will force you to look at yourself and to correct yourself and your illnesses. So a true friend becomes your confidant, a person that you can share your deepest and darkest of secrets and concerns and problems and issues. A true friend is there to protect you no matter what the circumstances may be, to guide you, to advise you, and also equally to warn you. He is that voice constantly there at the back of your mind, at the front of your mind, saying, look, my friend, I love you, I care for you, but this is what you should be doing. Essentially, this is an angel, a guardian angel, constantly there, guiding you, helping you, aiding you. And if a person thinks that they can achieve greatness in the dunya without the assistance of others, then this is not possible. Even the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he achieved the greatness that was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the means of his companions, via the means of his friends. And if you want to build a company, build something great, you can't do it on your own. You will always need true people who share your goal, your objective, and share your hadaf, and share your ultimate objective in your life as well. So a person cannot achieve things on their own. They need people. They need sincere people around them to support them, to guide them. And ultimately, what a true friend is a wali. A wali, a true wali, a true guardian who is there to protect you and nurture you and safeguard you and bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, inshallah, we will talk about true companionship, true friendship from the Islamic perspective, but especially in connection to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and because this is the month within which he passed away and he returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But during his lifetime, we can see the great example that he left behind for all of us to follow, to show us what it means to be a true friend, how we need to be there for each other as true friends in our life. So, on the 22nd of Jumad al-Akhir, which is this month, marks the death of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. And he was the most closest and the most dearest the most intimate friend of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We may boast that we have 100 people, 600, 1,000, so many thousand people following us on Facebook, and we have so many friends on Twitter or Instagram or these social medias. Or we may say, look at our contacts in our phones, and we have hundreds and hundreds of people, but very few of them, illa mashallah, maybe a few of them will be your actual true sincere friends. The rest of those will just be riffraff. They'll just be those tagging along with you, be there with you for some form of benefit. Benefit of money, benefit of power, benefit of wealth, something they will be after. And when you do something wrong, they'll stay far away from you and they'll say, oh, we've got nothing to do with this guy. And when you achieve something, they'll say, oh, look, we're your best friend, stay with us, and you know, we did this for you. So it's very, very difficult for us in this modern day and age to discern who are our true friends. But the true way to understand this is whether that person, in a nutshell, brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. Brings you closer to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam or not. Makes you a better Muslim, makes you a better human being, makes you a better friend, makes you a better son, makes you a better sibling. If they do not refine you, and if they do not make you better, and they should not be able to define you and your life. They should bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at how the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam describes his debt to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. In the 23 years of Nubuwwah, 23 years of proclamation of the Deen of Islam, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned in these just 23 years, he says that we have surely repaid any favor done upon us. So all of the favors that were done upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, from Makkah al-Mukarramah all the way to Madinah al-Munawwarah in that 23 year period, what had the Prophet ﷺ done? He had always repaid those favors back. Except, and this is his own words, not my words, we have repaid all of the favors done upon us except the favor of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. For he has a contribution to Islam that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can repay on the day of Qiyamah. This is the intensity, this is the qurba, this is the proximity, and this is the sincerity that they had between each other. This is the closeness that they had with each other. Can you ever say that I can repay the favors of my friend? We can. We say, oh, he did this for me, I'll do this for him. He helped me here, then I help him here. We're always counting and we're keeping a track of something. But for the favors of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he gave his wealth, he gave his health, he gave his family, he gave his business, he gave everything that he had for the sake of Islam, for the sake of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So these are the true friends that we need to seek in our lifetime. Not the friends that just come with certain benefits, but the true friends that actually give everything that they have for your betterment, for your achievement, for you to get closer and more purer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, inshallah, we'll very quickly and briefly look at the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and see how we compare in comparison with our friends. How many friends can we say are actually like this? Because if you look at the immediate vicinity of the Sahaba ikram that were around the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, they all had these particular qualities of being courageous, of being self-sacrificing, of being altruistic, of being there and supporting the cause of Islam and encouraging people to get better and become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our friends, many times they give us bad advice. They say, if your mom and dad said this, then walk out of the house. If X, Y, and Z said this person, I would do this and I would do that. Who are they to tell you what to do with your money and how to live your life? This is the type of advice that certain friends give. But true friends, they actually bring you down to earth. They humble you and they remind you of your duty and they bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, what does that actually mean, Abu Bakr? And one of the meanings of this Abu Bakr from a linguistic term is the one who acts the fastest, the quickest. Abu means father of, but Bakr means to do something very, very quickly and immediately. So he was the first, and this is why the Prophet ﷺ labeled him as such, that he was the first adult male Muslim to accept Islam at the hands of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He was the first and the foremost at the forefront of everything. He was the very first individual to read Salah with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He was the first from the Ashara Mubashara that were promised Jannat al-Firdaus by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He was the first one to preserve the Qur'an in its complete form that we have here today. He was the first one to memorize the verses of the Qur'an as well. He was the first and only one to be given this title by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as As-Siddiq. And Sadiq in the Arabic language, yes, we understand it generally as meaning a friend. But a friend is only a friend when he is a true friend. In Arabic, Siddiq and Siddiq comes from the root letter of Sidq, Sadaqa. To speak the truth, to always say the truth. And ask yourself that how many of your friends actually speak the truth to you? Are they ever truthful to your face? Or they're saying so many things behind your back, but when it comes the time to tell you the truth about you and about your reality and about your failings and about your good characteristics or your bad characteristics, do they tell you the truth or do they just wash over it or just ignore it? And they say, well, let him do what he wants to do. A true friend, a true Sadiq, is the person who always tells you the truth. He doesn't look at who you are, who were your family or anything else. He looks at the haqq, the truth which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sees the truth from the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he says, my brother, I love you, but I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I hate you, if I dislike you, I dislike you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you are doing is correct. What you are doing here is incorrect. This is a true friend who tells you now. Why? Because those friends that we have who don't tell us to our faces are allowing us to fall into our own sins and fall into our own devastation and our own darkness and get further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not your friends, they are the friends of the shaitan. True friends are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who bring you and take you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, you can see how he was the first and foremost in all of these beautiful achievements in his lifetime. The first one to accept Islam at the hands of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam as an adult male, to read Salah, to be promised the paradise, to preserve the Quran, to memorize the Quran, to be given this title of As-Siddiq, the first Khalifa in Islam, and he will also be the first male to enter into Jannah after the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is who he was. And our friends, our true friends, need to be there at the forefront in our lives and be telling us to do all of these things. to be first to pray our salah, to give our zakah, to give our sadaqah, to do all of those things first and foremost before we do the things for the dunya. And the Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, he was also naturally guided, like his fitrah was protected and pure, just the way the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was pure. But even before the appearance of Islam, he was on the manhaj of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he was a pure Muslim in the sense that he only surrendered and submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a model Muslim. He did not drink, he did not gamble, and he never prostrated or did sajda to any of the statues during his lifetime. And this is why, out of all of these good characteristics, he was inclined towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So goodness attracts goodness, and evil attracts evil. And therefore, if you want to purify yourself and become better, then go towards those people who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who are pure of heart and also pure of action as well. And he is the one where many verses of the Quran will reveal due to his haqiqah, due to his truthfulness, due to his actions, where the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam chose him to be his companion, chose him to be his protector and to be his guide when they were there migrating from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. And other verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here indicates towards Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَا لَهُ يَتَزَكَّى, though he who gives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly without any hesitation so that he can become purified. Our friends are very eager to spend on themselves or to spend on other worldly things, but do they ever encourage you to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you to spend your time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spend your time with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with your deen? So these are the things that we need to ask ourselves: what type of friends we have, what kind of qualities they have, and where do they push us and encourage us towards the dunya, towards the shahwat and the desires and the whims of the dunya, or rather towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards purification, towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He had great qualities embedded within him, and we see this in the hadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that the excellent traits are 360. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for a person, then he blesses him with at least one of those characteristics by which he enters Jannah, by that pure trait. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and at that point asked, Ya Rasulullah, do I have any of these traits that you are mentioning? And the Prophet ﷺ replied, of course, Abu Bakr, you have all of those 360 traits. So look into your friends. What kind of traits do they have? Do they speak the truth? Are they honest? Are they upright? Do they always tell you to pray and establish your salah? Do they encourage you and remind you to give your zakat and your sadaqah, to stay on top of all of your arkan, of your deen? Do they encourage you to stay close to your family members? Or do they have the characteristics and the evil characteristics of the dunya, of saying, let's go and drink and eat and sleep and do all of these things? What kind of characteristics do your friends have? And where are they pushing you towards? Those good characteristics, even if you have one good characteristic and you act upon that and you spread that good characteristic in the community or spread that towards your friends, and that becomes a means for you entering Jannah. So we should always be inclined towards those who have multiple characteristics of goodness, of khair, and those who constantly push us and encourage us towards getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this suhbah, this companionship, this rafaqah, this to become a good rafiq, to become a thaleel, to become a siddiq or sadiq, these are very, very important questions that we need to ask ourselves in our lifetime. What type of friend do we have? What type of confidant do we have? What type of a person do you share your memories, your secrets with? And how are they making you better? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he was the companion and friend of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam in his youth in Makkah, as well as in Madinatul Munawwara, in his travels at home, in the mosque, in the battlefield, and also he would be his companion even in the afterlife. So you ask yourself, that do you see your friend with you at every single stage in your life, or are they here and then they're gone? They've got their matlab, they've got their benefit, and then they go, and that's it. Or something goes up and down, and then they say, oh, I've got nothing to do with you anymore. But look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, through thick and thin, through highs and the lows, through the difficulty, through the ease, he was always there, standing side by side, shoulder to shoulder, standing in front of the Prophet ﷺ, behind the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, protecting his friend. This was what it was. And what type of friends do we have? Do they run at the first point of difficulty or calamity? Or do they actually stand by you side by side, just the way the Messenger والسلام, was with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala? So much so that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala became the Khalifa and he passed away, he gave a wasiyah and he told the companions that take my body towards the grave of the Messenger والسلام, and seek permission. If you are given permission, then and only then enter me and place me beside the Messenger والسلام. And when they went there, they said, Your Sadiq is here, your Khalil is here, your Rafiq is here. And the voice was here from there, that connect the beloved to the beloved. This is how the love and the companionship and the Siddiqiyya and the companionship and the friendship was of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And true friendship is very, very difficult to achieve, but you need to really, really sieve and vet through the people that you have. When we were young, our parents used to look at the friends that we used to have, what their names were, where they lived, what type of clothing that they had, looked at their family and then said, okay, now you can go and play with that individual. They used to call us and we used to obviously make sure there was this vetting process, because the parents wanted us to be with good people, have good suhbah with those people. But in this day and age, the phone line has gone. People stop knocking on people's doors. Everything's online. On social media, there is no vetting process of who is good, who is bad, who is true, who is honest, who is upright. So it is up to you now as individuals to make sure that you look at the examples of the Sahaba. You look at the example given to us by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and how his companions and his friends stood by him and were there to help him and aid him and assist him, and how he helped and aided and assisted them throughout their lifetime. Can your friends achieve the same things, or can you do the same for your friends? So having good friends is a very, very important aspect, because you will have blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. But the blessings and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon whom? Upon the prophets. After them, then whom? Then the truthful people, your true, sincere friends, the martyrs, those who sacrifice and give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the salihin, the righteous, they will have the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. How excellent are those companions? What a great friend that you can have if he is righteous. A great friend that you can have if he sacrifices in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great friend that you can have if he is always truthful and honest to you. These are the categories that we need to achieve within our life, because good friendship is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, these friends, these so-called friends that we have in the dunya, they will run far away from us on the day of Qiyamah. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila laqad adallani 'an adh-dhikri ba'da izjani wa kana ash-shaytanu lil-insani khazula. These other people that we have in the dunya that we call our friends, on the day of Qiyamah they'll say, woe to me, I should not have taken this person as a friend. Why? He led me astray from the reminder. He led me astray from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Took me far away from my deen, from the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he is just like the shaitan, because the shaitan will desert you, and this person, this so-called friend, will also desert you on the day of Qiyamah as well. You need those people who will stand fast with you in the dunya and also remain steadfast with you in the hereafter. So your best friends forever, who are those BFFs that you have? Are they really truly on social media? Are they there for you through your thickness, through your health, through your good and your bad? Are they encouraging you and bringing you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are they taking you further and further away? The Messenger ﷺ said, that true friend is he who helps you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that friend is he who reminds you when you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the quality of a true friend. And a person is on the deen of his particular friend. So the way that he dresses and he behaves and he lives his life, ultimately and inevitably you'll also begin to behave like that as well. So choose your friends very, very careful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And keep yourself patient, i.e. be qualitative. Be very, very selective in who you choose to be your friends. Be patient. Don't just get every Tom, something and Harry to be your friend. Be very, very careful on who you choose. Be patient with those people and stay with those people who call upon their Lord in the morning and in the evening, seeking the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your friends are not patient themselves and they're not calling you and encouraging you to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the point of that friend? There is no money, there is no wealth, there is no there's no power, no fame, nothing which is worth you keeping away from the zikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not allow yourself to overlook those true people who are constantly engaged and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remind you to stay closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to really vet through our friends and who are our true friends and look at the true examples given to us by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and the great companionship and the friendship that they had between them, and remember the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with those people who are true, true in their faith, true in their actions, true in their intention. They want you to become the truth and get closer to the truth by coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُولُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. Which is already